talking records podcast. We're talking about one song. We'll try to keep this episode to 15 minutes long. We'll run up some info and say what makes them great. We're talking about just one song.
Woo! I think we got it.
I think we got to record that live every time we do this.
You guys are such dorks.
Hello, what's up, everyone? My name is Jed, and you're listening to Talking Records Singles with my friend Brian.
Hey, everyone.
Brian, this is an idea you and I had when we did the Weezer Green album, because we felt that Weezer has some great songs on some of their other albums that we might not ever cover.
Yeah, so instead of getting full albums, we could just talk about songs from bit albums.
Regular Talking Records episodes feature whole albums, but we thought it'd be fun to do mini episodes focused on a single song. Maybe something from an album we might not get to on the regular show.
So you're not going to cover every album on the planet?
Hell no. So for example, we're doing Waiting Room today because we both love that song. But, you know, I'm not the biggest Fugazi fan, so it's unlikely that I'll ever get to 13 Reasons on the regular show. This makes it possible for us to spotlight great songs.
Right on. Well, now that we've over-explained this, what do you say we jump in?
Today, Brian and I will be talking about Fugazi's Waiting Room. When Ian MacKaye's DC hardcore band Embrace broke up in 1986, Ian was left feeling frustrated. His attempts to form an actual band from the Egg Hunt project had stalled in the rehearsal stage, and it seemed like getting a few guys together to make some music was a lot easier said than done.
The Slinkies, the Keen Idols, Minor Threat, Embrace. That's like four or so bands in the span of 6 years. I can imagine the frustration.
He decided he wanted a project that was like the Stooges with reggae, but was wary about forming another band after Embrace's breakup. MacKaye told author Michael Azarad, "My interests were not necessarily to be in a band, but to be with people who wanted to play music with me." With that mentality, MacKaye wrote Waiting Room for the band's debut EP titled Seven Songs. According to an article in the Washington Post, Ian wrote the song about his feelings about trying to maintain the longevity of a band. He was, quote, absolutely determined that he was not going to make the same mistakes this time around. It's his song about waiting for the right people and the right moment. In January 1988, the band recorded a studio version of the song with Don Zientara, which ended up on their first demo tape. The song was eventually tracked again during the summer of 1988 at Inner Ear Studio in Arlington, Virginia, and was produced by bassist and producer Ted Nicely. According to Ian in an interview for The Battleground, "We all knew Ted and worked with him at the record store, and he was a bit of an elder, but a really funny guy. He'd done some production work before, but he wasn't a big-time producer. He worked at a record store with us. We asked if he wanted to. What we needed was a referee." The song kicks off with Joe Lally playing one of the most iconic and memorable bass lines.
Every punker who picks up a bass at one time or another has plucked this one out.
Yeah, I see you have your bass there.
Oh yeah.
And anyone standing around immediately knows like what this bass line is.
How amazing is that, to have a song that is instantly recognizable and known to so many?
It's got a bit of a funk or jazz element to it in that it's repetitive but uneven. Some notes are longer and then followed up by quicker ones, giving it a swinging feel to it. The rest of the band comes in and it almost has like a ska rhythm to it.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear the guitar stabs on the offbeat.
And then suddenly at around 22 seconds, it just stops. Which is such an awesome move. It's like 6 seconds or so, and it's like just long enough for you to be like, what the? Your ears definitely perk up.
It's just long enough for you to glance up and be like, why did the music stop?
Is there something wrong? Ian sings, "I am a patient boy. I wait, I wait, I wait, I wait. My time watered down the drain." He's speaking about those feelings of waiting for the right people and the right situation to create music and have it last. He realizes his time is like water down the drain. So, while he's patient, there is a bit of urgency there.
Right, like, let's get this going, huh? Everybody seems to be moving but me. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, Guy, who only appeared on the demo as a backing vocalist, is much more prevalent on this album version. His vocals actually sound a bit surreal to me. It's raspy and a bit jarring. There must be like some effect on his vocal too, because it almost has like a phaser effect on it.
Is that what that is, you think? I always thought he sounded a bit like an alien coming out of nowhere.
His vocal is a call and response style, and it works really well because the two vocals sound so different.
Yeah, they're very different. I love the "but I don't sit idly by" section where Ian almost sounds like he's crooning a little, and Guy is saying, "and function" in that weird voice. It's a quirky section. And going back to the demo, which we eventually heard when they released first demo, when I came out, none of that call and response stuff had really been worked out. I mean, you don't really hear that.
Yeah. And toward the end of the song, it sounds like they're going to repeat the chorus. But after Ian yells, "up from the waiting room," instead of "in the waiting room," he doesn't follow it with the next line. Instead, it's an instrumental playthrough of the chorus. The song ends with him repeating, "sitting in the waiting room," with guys backing, And it's kind of cool. It's a cool way to end the song. Like that?
It almost sounds like at a live show when the vocalist misses his cue and they just play through without it. You know, like, hear they actually do it on purpose. Like,
yeah, and I wonder if that's, like, how they originally planned it or if, like, I don't know. Like, they wouldn't obviously leave a mistake in the final version, but it just kind of sounds funny how he goes to sing it but then stops and then they just kind of play it without him. And then they end the song with this repetitive part. I mean, it's cool. I like it. I think it's kind of neat. But I'd love to know, like, kind of how they came to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jet, why is this song awesome?
Waiting Room is awesome. It's a song that is critical of this line of thinking where a person is just sitting around, like, waiting for things, you know, opportunities, whatever, you know, things to happen to you, waiting your turn, you know, and not going after the thing yourself. It's a song that's saying, like, get off your ass and make it happen. I discovered Fugazi when my buddy wrote the band name on my math book, and I couldn't believe it was a real band. Like, who would call their band? I didn't even know how to pronounce it. I was like, what's a Fugazi? It wasn't long after getting into punk music that, you know, I heard this song for the first time, and I just loved it. You know, the bass is just so iconic. The loud, quiet switch up. The neat little instrumental sections that break up the parts, the pause at the beginning. It's just a classic song. I love it. It's just a song that I always come back to and enjoy. It's just amazing. I love it. Brian, why is this song awesome?
It's awesome because of all the things you said. It's a classic that everyone knows. But so many bassists play it wrong. Or they simplify it. Joe plays these, like, lead-in notes and then makes the bass, like, the driving rhythm of the song. Ian's guitar, on the other hand, is like, you know, it's like a wolf or, like, something prowling just outside the perimeter. And I always love that. I love the way the instruments play off one another. You got the bass in the groove and the guitars swirling around. You've got the amazing drum rolls and fills going on. And all these things just make for an incredibly memorable song.
Absolutely. Well, check out rad cover versions of Waiting Room by Adam and His Package, and of course Mustard Plug, and probably like millions of local punk hardcore bands in your area.
Oh, yeah. Did No Intention ever cover this song?
No. Oddly, we never did. We never did. All right. Well, Brian, we did it.
We did it.
First episode of Talking Record Singles in the can. We did it in under 15 minutes, just like the theme song promised.
Yes, we did it.
Anyway, Brian, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and doing this. And thank you, listeners, for checking out this mini episode of Talking Records. Be sure to check out full episodes of Talking Records, where we dive into full albums. We round up the history of the records, how they're made. We talk studio stories and writing stories. We go through the tracks. We do all kinds of stuff. It's really great. And we're looking forward to this new adventure. So drop us a line, talkingrecords@outlook.com, and suggest songs you think we should cover. Standalones or whatever, just songs you want to hear, and we'll get to them. All right, Brian, anything before we go?
Nope, just glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me on again. I look forward to doing more of these. What are we going to do next? What's our next song?
I don't know. We'll get that figured out soon. Stay tuned, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.